in the RadioSaintPete.com spotlight. Thrill the Berg Children's Charity, leading from the heart to raise money for youth in St. Pete and surrounding areas. Centered around teaching the music video Thriller dance to the community, once a year for the past decade, there's been a gathering with others worldwide dressed as zombies and simultaneously dancing the Thriller. It happens October 26th at Ferg Sports Bar in downtown St. Petersburg, and Gemma Fountain is here to tell us more about it.
Thrill the Berg Children's Charities. We're a brand new local charity here in the Berg, hence Thrill the Berg. And what we do is we teach the dance to Thriller, the infamous Thriller music video. We teach the Thriller dance to anybody and everybody in the community for completely free lessons. And then on the Saturday before Halloween, we are actually meeting up at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We have a big event there, and we dress up like zombies, and at exactly 6 p.m., we hit play, and we dance Thriller. But we are dancing Thriller at the exact same second as tens of thousands of people all over the world to participate in Thrill the World, which is a global event to celebrate the unity of dance. And we're doing this while we're raising funds to help local youth.
Around the world, how many Thriller dancers will there be?
Well, we don't know until the day of. So it's different every year. We try and break the world record for the simultaneous Thriller dance. It doesn't happen every year. In 2009, there were don't quote me on this number. I'm not the numbers person in the charity. Vicky is the best one for numbers. But it was over 20,000 people all over the world were dancing at the exact same second.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the various ways people can participate. First of all, if you'd like to dance, how do you get involved with the organization?
Well, they can go online. We have thrilltheberg.org is our website. And then we're also very, very active on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, again, Thrill the Berg. And if you go to the event page on the Facebook group, or you can see it on the website, there are lessons all over the city. We have Thriller dance lessons 3 to 6 times a week between now and October 26th. But we also have links to videos so people can learn the Thriller dance, you know, as per Thrill the World, by watching the Thrill the World videos on YouTube.
Wow. So on October 26th at 6 o'clock at Ferg Sports Bar on Central Avenue in St. Pete, there's going to be a big dancing event. And yes. If you want to volunteer, what kind of volunteer help do you need to pull off something like this?
We do need volunteers. I'm glad you said that. We need help the day of the event to help man booths, to help sell T-shirts, to help with the registration table. We also need people who want to get involved now, people who want to help spread the word, put flyers up around town, or even just to learn that dance is a huge help. And to tell you also about Ferg, we're not just dancing Thriller that night. We have got an entire evening of family-friendly fun planned. So we have a costume contest for dogs. We've got a costume contest for kids. There's an adult costume contest, and they all have amazing prizes, like prize packages in the hundreds of dollars for value. And we also have DJ Rob Snyder. He'll be making sure that we're all staying moving the whole night with great music. Nancy Alexander, the radio personality, she'll be there being our MC. And Tampa Bay's own The Black Honkies is playing a benefit concert that night. So we start at 4 p.m., we go till 9 p.m., and there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Wow. Well, the charity needs donations, and I assume you can just visit the website, thrilltheberg.org, and do that, right?
Absolutely. And this year, we've actually partnered with 3 local charities. So we're raising money, and then we'll be helping support these other charities. And the 3 charities we're supporting this year are the Kind Mouse, which is a local organization that became very aware that a lot of children in our county, they get free breakfast at school, they get free lunch at school, but then other than that, they weren't getting fed. So this organization, the Kind Mouse, makes sure that these kids go home with a backpack full of food every Friday so they can eat all weekend long. So they're really, you know, helping hungry kids in our community. So that's one of our charities that we're partnering with this year. We're also partnering with Lift Academy. And Lift Academy is a school for special needs kids. And they have a high school graduation rate in the high 90th percentile. And that is by Florida standards. It's not different standards because the kids are special needs. This school actually provides the learning environment and learning tools for these special needs kids to thrive, helps them graduate high school, and actually helps them get into college. And our third organization we're working with this year is Melrose Elementary School, which is an amazing elementary school in an underserved community in South St. Pete. And they have a wish list. They have items they need to help them better serve their kids in their school. So we're going to help try and get them some of their items off their wish list as well. So every donation that is made on thrilltheburg.org or is made the night of the event on Thrill Day on October 26th goes to supporting those three charities and to help us continue to grow this great work in our community.
Terrific. Well, Gemma, how did you get involved with this group, and what is your relationship to it, and how did this all happen to you?
It actually started about 11 years ago. I was teaching group fitness classes, and a friend of mine made me aware of the Thrill the World videos. So for fun, I was learning some of the moves. I wasn't doing anything serious. But a year later, I had moved back to St. Petersburg, Florida. People knew I would dance some of the moves when I was teaching my fitness classes for fun. And someone found out that I knew the dance to Thrill the World, Thriller. I didn't really know it yet, but they knew I knew enough. And there was a group of local business people who decided they wanted to bring Thrill the World to St. Petersburg. And so they recruited me as the instructor. Now, anyone who's lived in St. Petersburg for any amount of time, that was 2009. And if you remember St. Pete and basically the economy all over our country in 2009 was really rough. And my business was doing terribly, so I really didn't have anything else to do. So I thought, sure, I'll teach all these lessons. So we offered lessons for free in the community. And what we saw was multi-generations of families were coming to the lessons. So you'd see kids, parents, grandparents. People were coming to every single lesson, having a blast. And I remember not long into it, I'd been teaching for a few weeks, a woman came up to me. She was a mother. She was there with her mother and her kids. And she said to me that money had been really tight. They hadn't been able to go out and do things. They'd been sitting at the house. They were really demoralized. They were starting to bicker. And she said that Thriller had revived their family. They were getting out and doing these lessons for free. They were practicing together at home. They were laughing more. And she really just kind of attributed these free lessons and the fact that they were going to be performing together. It united them in practicing the dance, working on their costumes. And that was the moment I was hooked. And I knew what an amazing impact it could have. And that year, we hoped for 30 dancers. And we had to cut off registration at 200 dancers because we weren't prepared for it. And it was so cool. The St. Petersburg Pier opened their facilities to us. We had dance lessons there. They hosted the big Thrill Day. They closed the entire approach to the pier, and 200 zombies danced. Nancy Alexander was there that day, emceeing the entire event with the radio. And so she's coming back this year to join us for our, you know, to celebrate 10 years of Dancing Thriller in St. Pete. But that was my first year that I got hooked, and I managed the event in 2010. I did actually move away for 2 years, and I hosted an event in another city. And then I came back to St. Pete, but I've been busy having kids. I had 3 kids in 5 years, so I've kind of been out of the scene for a little bit. But my youngest is 2 now, and I'm ready to get back involved. And we're doing it big. We decided to create a charity so we could have a bigger impact on the Berg.
Well, congratulations. This is very, very cool. And again, for folks just tuning in, 6 o'clock, Saturday, October 26th at Ferg's Sports Bar in downtown St. Petersburg, a big event, a family-friendly event. And you can come out and take part in all the activities and watch the dancers dancing Thriller. The website is thrilltheberg.org. Thank you, Gemma. Good luck with the event.
Thank you so much.
Our thanks to Gemma Fountain. Have a thrilling time and help raise money to impact local youth. Celebrate all things Halloween at Thrill the Berg, Saturday, October 26th, 4 until 6 at Ferg Sports Bar in downtown St. Petersburg. To find out how you can get involved as a dancer or volunteer or contributor, visit thrilltheberg.org.